Lesson 49. Spoken. Written. Do we generally use contractions in spoken or written English?
We generally use contractions in spoken English.
Do you think it's easier to understand written English or spoken English?
I think it's easier to understand spoken English.
Book will. Bookle. Tomorrow will. Tomorrow will. Light will. Lightle. Mr. Smith will. Mr. Smithel. Who will. Who'll. What will. What'll. What's the contraction of book will?
The contraction of book will is bookle.
Tomorrow will.
Tomorrow will.
The light will.
The light'll.
The door will.
The door'll.
Who will.
Who'll.
What will.
What'll.
Do we always use contractions in English?
No, we don't always use contractions in English.
When don't we use contractions?
We don't use contractions when they are difficult to pronounce.
Do you think tomorrow will be a cloudy day?
Yes, I think tomorrow will be a cloudy day.
Will that picture be hanging on the wall next lesson?
Yes, that picture will be hanging on the wall next lesson.
Will the door be the same colour next week as it is this week?
Yes, the door will be the same colour next week as it is this week.
Will Mr. Brown be here next lesson?
Yes, Mr. Brown will be here next lesson.
Communicate. Easily. Do you prefer to communicate with your friends by phoning or texting?
I prefer to communicate with my friends by phoning.
Do you think it's easier to communicate in spoken or written English?
I think it's easier to communicate in spoken English.
Can you communicate very complicated ideas easily in English?
No, I can't communicate very complicated ideas easily in English.
Hadn't. What's the negative of had?
The negative of had is hadn't.
Different forms of have. Do you have a pen? Have you got a pen? Did you have a pen? Had you got a pen? What are the common ways of asking a question with the verb to have?
The common ways of asking a question with the verb to have are, do you have a pen? And have you got a pen?
What are the common ways for the past tense?
The common ways for the past tense are, did you have a pen? And had you got a pen?
Which is the most common way of asking a question with the verb have in the past?
The most common way of asking a question with the verb have in the past is, did you have?
Did you have your book with you last lesson?
Yes, I had my book with me last lesson.
Did I have a hat on my head last lesson?
No, you didn't have a hat on your head last lesson.
Had I got any money in my hand last lesson?
No, you hadn't got any money in your hand last lesson.
Did I have my feet on the table last lesson?
No, you didn't have your feet on the table last lesson.
Practice. Practice. Sport. Spell. Did you practice your English after you left school yesterday?
Yes, I practiced my English after I left school yesterday.
Is it easier to become good at a sport if you get lots of practice?
Yes, it's easier to become good at a sport if you get lots of practice.
What's the difference between the noun practice and the verb practice?
The difference between the noun practice and the verb practice is that we spell the noun with a C and we spell the verb with an S.
Would like. What's a polite way of communicating that you want something?
A polite way of communicating that you want something is to say, I would like.
Give me an example, please.
I would like a cup of tea. I would like to watch that TV programme.
What can we say when we offer something to somebody?
When we offer something to somebody, we can say, would you like?
Give me an example, please.
Would you like a cup of tea? Would you like to go to the cinema?
Visit. Australia. Can we learn a lot by visiting different countries?
Yes, we can learn a lot by visiting different countries.
Did you visit any new places last month?
Yes, I visited some new places last month.
Would you like to visit Australia in the future?
Yes, I would like to visit Australia in the future.
Use, use. What's the difference between use and use?
The difference between use and use is that use is the verb, whereas use is the noun.
What's the use of a pen?
The use of a pen is for writing.
What's the use in studying languages?
The use in studying languages is to make it possible for us to speak to people from other countries.